Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And you guessed it, yet another amazing guest. How do we do it? Well, the question is, how do you do it? How do you all keep being so awesome? That is the question. That is the mystery. But it's not so much of a mystery because we've got here in Legendary the right information from the right people in the right environment. And that creates results. It creates motivation. It creates the feeling of support, and all of those things make things happen. Guess what I just got? Yep, you guessed it. I got the little text message reminder that we go live every morning. If you want that text message reminder delivered right to your cell phone, you can text WUL, short for Wake Up Legendary, to 813-296-8553. My friends, we have got some amazing things coming up here in the works, right here in our community, right here in our company. And I talked about a couple of those things yesterday. But the most important thing right now is just to watch your email for those updates. Okay. This would be a great time to make sure that you've whitelisted all of, you know, any legendarymarketer.com email that you've gotten from us in the past. Make sure that you're getting, you know, how do I whitelist an email? That's what they call it when, you know, you're basically marking an email as, hey, safe. I want this to land in my inbox, not in my spam box. You know, depending on how do I whitelist an email in Gmail, if you have Gmail, how do I whitelist an email in Yahoo? You could just Google that. How do I whitelist an email in Hotmail or Live, right? And it'll take you through the steps right there. Simple steps to do it. A lot of times it's just adding somebody as a contact. So that email, you know, platform, Google, Yahoo, whatever it is, knows to put those in your inbox. Hey, those are important people I want to hear from. We want to make sure that you never miss anything, especially any emails that are coming out over the next week or so. Even the next couple of days, 24 to 48 hours. Water break. All right. With that being said, my friends, I may answer some questions throughout the live today if I see anything popping up. But for the most part, I think everybody's in the know for what the things that you need to know. And if you're not, just watch your email. This would also be a great season to unsubscribe from anything that you don't get value from. Even if that's us, hey, if you're not getting value from us, unsubscribe, right? I wouldn't understand how that's the case. However, I'm sure there's a lot of things in your inbox that you're not paying attention to, getting value from. So go through and use this time right now as an opportunity to be able to clear out some of that filler, to only leave nothing but the 100% pure killer in there, right? All the things that you want to know in the people that you want to hear from, to make sure that you your inbox is nice and clean. And with that being said, hey, let's get into this. We've got a fantastic guest this morning. Her name is Gail. She's a cancer survivor. She's come on, amongst other amazing things, she's come on the internet. She's inspiring others. She's sharing her story. She's doing her thing. We're going to learn all about it. With that being said, Gail, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
you're so welcome. Where are you calling in from?
Michigan.
Michigan. Hello. Hello. All righty, Michigan. Well, Gail, tell us what led you to wanting to have an online business in the first place. I mean, what was the thing that brought you in? What was the motivation that you had to wanting to do? I mean, did you fall upon this, stumble upon this on accident? Did you set out an intention? Give us a little bit of the backstory in a nutshell of how you arrived here.
Okay. So I did not set out to do this. After I was diagnosed with cancer, I missed a season. I work at a single A baseball stadium. And so I missed the whole season of work. And so I just happened to be on Instagram and I seen, you know, some people talking about taking a course and using Instagram and everything. So I started just, you know, doing some research on it. And I took the course and here I am. So okay. I did not set out to do this. I would have never set out to do this.
Right. What, so is that just, I love baseball. Is that like a, is single A the one right before you go to the majors?
So it is, the one that I work at is actually for the Dodgers. Mm. And so like, 15 years ago, Clayton Kershaw, he was here in our stadium, and he ended up, going to the Dodgers. But yeah, so they also play like, the White Caps, which would be the Detroit Tigers affiliate. Okay. But yeah.
All right. Yeah, I grew up in Clearwater, Florida, which is the kind of spring training center of the universe of at least either the American League or the National League. I think the National League. And so we have all kinds of teams down here in Florida. Clearwater, Florida is the center for the Philadelphia Phillies. And then okay. I spread out throughout the rest of the state. But yeah, I grew up going to spring training. The Phillies have their single A, whatever league. Yep. Also actually the Toronto Blue Jays are here in Dunedin, which is just a hop, skip and a jump over the next city. So anyways.
Okay. And the Tigers are over in Lakeland.
Yes. Okay. So I grew up around kind of minor league baseball mm-hmm. and played baseball my whole life. So I totally get that vibe, and I love it as well. All right. So let's get into this. So when you were going through the challenge, what light bulbs went off for you? I mean, when you think back to kind of first being exposed to the information, was it all new to you? Did it kind of help like illuminate what was happening on the internet, how people were making money? Like what light bulbs do you remember going off, and why did it resonate with you?
So I had no idea that you could click on a link through Instagram and purchase anything. First of all, I didn't even know that. And I have two daughters, they're 29 and 19. And I asked the one, I said, is there, cause they're on Instagram. I said, do you buy anything? And, and she was like, oh yeah, I've bought this or I've bought that. And I was like, oh really? And I said, well, I've been thinking about starting an Instagram account and doing this. And they don't even know how to make any reels. They just know how to make posts. So I had no help from them. And so I was going through the challenge, and I said to my husband, I think I'm going to start an Instagram. And I remember the part of learning the just tell your story, just tell your story, just tell your story. I'm like, I have a story. It's only been over the last year, but I have a story. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of spiraled from there. And this is something that I was always like an introvert, extrovert, like introvert, but get around my people. I'm comfortable, and stuff. But to put myself out there like this, that wasn't me a year ago. Mm. But I kind of, after being diagnosed with cancer, I kind of got thrown into the spotlight that I really didn't want to be in. But then I had all eyes on me. Yeah. And when all eyes are on you, it even makes you stronger because, I'm like, I'm going to do this, and I beat that. And then, and so even now it's like, I have all these eyes on me, even on Instagram, I have people following me, and it's kind of like, all right, I gotta show them, that this is what I'm doing.
Take us back and kind of help us understand what that was like to go through that cancer diagnosis and then journey of battling and beating that. And how has that helped you in this journey of entrepreneurship?
Yeah. So, I feel more blessed now than I did before. I mean, I'm going along, my husband and I were getting ready to be empty nesters. Life is good. And then bam, I get hit with this. And people always ask me like, what was your first symptom? I sat down on the couch and I said to my husband one day, I said, I feel like something shifted in my lower abdomen. I know it sounds weird, but I just feel like that. So I went to the doctor like a week later. And then ironically, it was exactly 1 year ago today that I went and had my MRI done. Wow. And then 3 days later, they called me and said, you have ovarian cancer. And then I had a surgery in June, which led it to be stage 3B, which it had spread to a couple other places, but they removed everything. They felt like they got it all at surgery. I did chemo until October 18th. And I did my last scans in November and everything was clear. So I'm considered no evidence of disease, NED. But wow, it's been a roller coaster of a year. And to sit here today, it's unbelievable. And I feel so blessed. You wouldn't think after being diagnosed with something like that, that you would come out feeling more blessed, but I sure do. I sure do. And so I want to share my story, not because I want people to feel bad for me and say, oh, she has cancer. I want people to not sit home and feel bad for themselves. Mm. That's not what a cancer diagnosis is.
Yeah. Say yeah. more about that. And how is that, you know, what does that mean in terms of you doing this, like starting a business? I mean, like, how does that tie in and connect to all this?
So when I first started it, it was to, okay, maybe I understand that a lot of people that go through this, they come out of it with a ton of medical debt. So my first thought was, all right, I can get on there and I can inspire people that even though you're going through chemo or you're at home and there's just days that you don't feel like getting up and leaving the house, you can work from home and you can do something. So that's what I first, you know, started out was you can work from home. You can work from home and you can pay off your medical debts, even though, and there's days that you're not going to feel like getting up and doing anything. And that's going to be okay. Cause you still got this going on in the background. You don't have to physically go to a job. Then the more I was doing it, I was like, man, you just got to be positive. You got to be positive. And so then I kind of evolved into this positive mindset. And so that's what I'm on there every day, just repeating positive, 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 and positive mindset, you know, that helps with healing and it helps with whatever you're doing, whether you're starting to do this, just stay positive and just keep moving forward as long as you keep moving forward, you know? And so I think that's got on the business side of it too. You learn and you move forward. And, you know, there's going to be days, even in the business side, you're going to want to just lay on the couch and go, why me? But you have a moment and you get back up and you just keep going. You just can't stay stagnant.
Yeah. Like I can imagine, and this is me talking about something that I have a lot of experience in and something that I have no experience in. Okay. Building a business and having cancer, right? I mean, thankfully and gratefully. However, from hearing your story, I feel like there's a lot of parallels to the journey, right? Because it's like some days you wake up and it's just like, all hope is lost, right?
Yep.
You're like in total, the weight of the world is on your shoulders. And then other days you wake up and you're on top of the world, right? It's like this kind of roller coaster. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. That is accurate. Because even some days I wake up and I go, what am I going to post today? What am I going to talk about today? I know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about positive mindset. But how am I going to bring it all together in a reel and with music and action? And I know the words I want to say, you know? So yeah, I'm not there yet where I'm on the weekends putting it all together and being like, okay, this is what I'm going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm waking up today. I'm driving through our town and I see some geese with babies walking across the street. I'm taking a video of it and I'm turning that into a positive mindset.
Yeah. Speaking of mindset, we have a lot of people that come through in the mindset aspect, which by the way, we're getting ready to launch a brand new 5-day challenge, everyone. If you're going through the 15-day challenge, continue to, you know, gulp it up. It's what, you know, tons of people have gone through and got immense value from. You'll be able to access this new challenge once you finish the 15-day challenge. So if you're going through that, don't worry. But we are coming out with a brand new 5-day challenge. It's going to have a lot of really awesome mindset stuff in it. And one of the reasons why that is because there were so many people who made mention of that. Like it was like this part of the challenge, like the mindset stuff. Like it wasn't the mechanical stuff, although that is so powerful and you need that. Like that's good education. That's good to know. Like you need to know that stuff. But I think so many of us are kind of living in this jaded state, this complacent state of just making the donuts, right? And it's like when we go through our challenge and have somebody talking about like, hey, the way you are might not even be your own choice. Like this software may have been installed in you by somebody else when you were a kid. And like, have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about like your preferences, beliefs, and values might not even be yours, right? And that like you may have all these limiting beliefs that are holding you back from being the best version of yourself. And they may not even be been put there by you, right? And that's not a reason to be a victim. You're not responsible for your past, but now knowing this, you're responsible for your future. And people are like, man, that, you know, that's like, whoa, you know, well, I had a real shift. Or maybe it was something as simple as hearing the rich dad, poor dad story of his, like the different perspectives of the rich dad, the poor dad, like whatever it was some aspect of psychology and mindset and how they start to realize that they've been their own worst enemy and or the very one who's holding them back from achieving, whether it be financial success or just dadgum happiness and enjoying the journey. Did that also resonate with you as you were going through? And obviously you're talking about it now and making it such a focus, but was that kind of, and I would assume your journey with cancer too was like made you reassess everything, right?
Seems
like this kind of, you know, this asteroid or two asteroids hitting you right at the same time, like just opening your eyes.
Well, and that's what I always joke with people. I go, yeah, I don't know what I want to be yet when I grow up. and going through cancer, you know, even like last night, my husband and I, we were walking into a place and I got my phone out and I started just videotaping myself, like going in a circle. And I would have never, ever done that in public before. People would have probably looked at me and thought, what is she doing? And that would have bothered me. And now it doesn't bother me. Like I'm out there living and doing whatever I want and yeah, just enjoying life. And I held back before. I held back because I was always in fear of people, you know, and if there's anything I learned through all this, it was fear not, fear not, fear not, you know, and I just keep going with that. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how much of, you know, your life, our lives, you know, this is rhetorical, but I'm also for everybody listening, but, or just not really rhetorical. I mean, in a way it is, but I challenge everybody to listen or think about this is, like how much of your life has been a half-lived life, a half-made effort at something because you gave a shit about what somebody who doesn't even lose any sleep over you thought about what you were doing or how you looked or how you sounded. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So like we give people so much power. Like we've got this tiny little, whatever it is, 6x8 space up here. And we rent it out for free. It's like our own little tiny space in the world. This head, this mindset, this our thoughts every day, and it's like we just have a big old sign on it that says free rent, you know. And just come on in here, just and we give it away, you know. Mm-hmm. We give it away, you know. We will complain about the homeless people loitering our streets in our city or whatever, just for example. But then we'll let everybody and their brother loiter right here in our own head. And I think the weight of that when we finally realize that is like, holy shit, I have held back so much because I have gave a damn about somebody who does not give a damn more than maybe just my life being gossip to them. I have held back because of worrying about what they think. Like you have got to just be, I mean, I know you just said it, but you have just got to be at a point right now after what you've been through. I don't give a F. Is that where you're at?
Yeah. I mean, you know, especially, you know, I mean, if you look back at my pictures of me, I had really long hair and everything, you know, and so then I lost my hair, and you know, and I'm walking around with hats and coverings. And I had a guy that I work with. He come up and he told me, he said, "You're a bald woman walking in public. You got to get tough." He said, you got to toughen up, because I would cry thinking what people would think about me and everything. He's like, "You got to toughen up." And another thing, he said, "You got to play the game on the field. Play the game on the field today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the next day, the next day, the next scan, the next blood test, the next person you're going to walk by that, you know, is going to judge you. Just don't worry about it. Play the game on the field today." And yeah, so.
That's useful advice for anybody, you know. It's like, man, it's hard to say that to somebody, you know. Whoever that was that said that to you has got some big cojones and also gave a shit about you, right? Because it's like coddling people, even when they're, I mean, there's saying things without compassion is abusive, but saying tough, hard things to people with compassion is love. And whoever said that to you loved you enough to give you some wisdom, and you just gave that to everybody else. And I hope everybody heard you, because life, unfortunately, we'll chew you up and spit you out. This is your, it's all of our chances on this earth, no matter how long or short we have, to make the most of it. And part of that, unfortunately or fortunately, however you choose to look at it, is about the survival of the fittest. You know, I watch a lot of these animal videos. I don't know why they're coming across my Facebook timeline, but they're like, embrace yourself. This is difficult content, but it's like hyenas and lions and stuff hunting, like wildebeest and stuff like that. And I mean, what happens in nature is unbelievable. I mean, animals eating other animals alive, right? I mean, yep. I'm talking about these animals walking around. I don't know how, I mean, you talk about like crazy content, like animals walking around with their intestines and just things just hanging out of their belly because a crocodile got them or whatever, but they're still kind of hanging on. I mean, friends, our feelings are not facts, you know, like we just happen to be a species on this planet that has feelings and we get them hurt really easily. And this is, I'm setting your cancer journey aside because I don't even understand what that's like, thank God. And I'm just talking about building a business. I'm talking about just posting videos. I'm talking about just putting yourself out there. Like our little feelies inside when we get, you know, offended or we get scared or whatever, like there's usually absolutely no evidence for why we should. I mean, maybe something happened when you were a kid, right? And you're still letting that experience dominate you. But the truth is that we need to toughen up. We need to toughen up. This world, I mean, our human experience is a lot softer than most nature out there. And I just alluded to some of the things that actually are happening every day, right? Animals eating animals alive, right? And the truth is that if we don't toughen up in the business world, I'm talking about in the business world, we'll also get eaten alive, right? And you know what will happen? We'll beat ourselves up more than anything. Sure. How do you deal with, I mean, I know you kind of got an effort attitude now in a positive, in very inspirational and motivational way, right? Yep. In a healthy way, okay? How do you also balance that with not being like overly critical of yourself, like overanalyzing perfectionism? Did you ever struggle with that? Are you dealing with that at all in any respects, comparisonitis? If not, what has been another thing that you've had to battle through in terms of mindset of doing this?
So my husband always tells me, "You're awful hard on my wife." That's what he tells me. "You're awful hard on my wife because I beat myself up about things." And but going through this, I've learned to back off on myself. And I have people out there from Indonesia, Greece, Ohio, you know, they're reaching out to me looking looking at me for support. They're messaging me, hey, I'm going through this. You know, what did you do to offset, you know, chemo side effects or something like that? So, and I think that allows me to give myself grace and not be so hard on myself. But I mean, it's human. We're our biggest critic, you know? Yeah. And from day one of this, I've been telling my husband, I'm like, I'm going to do this. And so I think that I've lightened up on myself a lot. And just seeing the progress through my Instagram account and the people that I have reached and the people that I have touched, I know that, you know, I'm being successful and doing something that's, you know, worthy. So I shouldn't be beating myself up, you know?
Yeah. It's hard to see your own growth, right? Most of the time people who are not you see other people see it like, oh my God, she's gotten so tall. You never felt yourself growing as you were growing.
Yeah, right. But
it's like other people did. I highly encourage everybody to push through the fears. I push through getting on camera, developing that skill of being on camera, of telling stories, your story, all the stories in your life, and tying that with points and calls to action for things that you're recommending or to join into your email list, etc. However, just a little plug here for our upcoming faceless following workshop that we're doing. This is a one-off workshop. We're kind of testing some of these test groups of these specific strategies as sort of one-off things. I'm going to put the link inside of the chat right now. We're going to be doing in one day, okay, which is going to be about 2 to 3 hours, a faceless following workshop, okay? It's going to be a kind of all in one inclusive, everything, you know, in all inclusive, like all drinks are included. No, bring your own drinks, BYOB. But we will supply all of the knowledge and the education about how to create content without needing to put your face on the screen and create some branded theme pages to drive traffic along with your personally branded pages. Okay, I really think that the double approach is useful, and I think that it's a smart way to start thinking about building businesses, because on one hand, there's kind of two types of businesses you can build. One that has your personality attached to it, where you're kind of the spokesperson, and without you, the business doesn't really have a whole lot of value. Or one where your face is not attached to it, to where you yourself, those type of businesses are a lot more sellable, right? And by the way, did you know, friends, that social media profiles can be sellable assets as well? So once you start to build these traffic, these kind of pieces of digital real estate, i.e. a TikTok a page, an IG page, a YouTube channel. And those get tons of followers and it's got a big audience. If one day you decide, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, or I want to sell this, it's going to be a lot easier for you to sell one that doesn't have your face or require you to be on video in order to sell it. And that may be a completely different perspective than a lot of you have ever even thought about. Like, wow, is this business something that not only I could make money from, but also I could sell in the future? Yeah, if you build it in certain ways. Now, if you build it with your face totally attached to it, that's really just going to be your cash cow business. That's a business that is directly connected to your personality and your brand. And it's going to be, it's sort of like a Tony Robbins. Right. Legendary is a little bit of half and half. Right. We've got a brand, but I'm also sort of the spokesperson. So get on to this workshop if you can, if that resonates with you. And I don't want people to use faceless accounts as too much of a crutch to not develop those video marketing skills that I think we all need moving forward. But if you can develop them in tandem, I think that that's a really powerful sort of repertoire of traffic generating weapons. What was it like for you to get on video, Gail, and you to You're already having a reaction. Tell us about that. What's the laughter for? I mean, what was that like when you first started?
So I hear people say, oh, you know, I don't like to hear my voice and everything. And that was exactly, yep, that's exactly it. You don't like to see yourself. You don't like to hear your voice. The very first time, I think I've only done like one video where it's just me talking. And I was just, you know, listing the points of mindset. You got to get in the mindset. And, you know, I listed like five things that you can't let cancer do to you and everything. And that was, yeah, I posted that. And of course, every time I post something, you know, in the beginning, I would, you know, call my kids and be like, did you see it? What is it? Does it look okay? Yeah. Do I sound okay? You know? So it was tough and I haven't done it again yet, but I'm getting there. You know, I'm starting. At first I was just doing videos of things and now I'm doing more videos of me. And it seems like, those ones get more views, but you know, you talk about the faceless one and I gotta tell you, my daughter and I were at the mall walking and, they rent these four-wheeled like animals that kids can rent and ride on through the mall. Well, there was an adult on one of them. So I thought, oh, I'm going to get a video of this. And so I held my phone up to get a video and she turned around. So I put my phone down and it was still recording and it's my legs walking. And I used that and I put my content on there, put a song with it. And today it's got 60,000 views. It's literally my legs walking. So then I thought 3 weeks later, I thought, let's try this again. So we went to the mall, gave my daughter my phone, and I said, just video me walking away. So she videoed, and it's 4 or 5 seconds, me walking away from her. I put it up. It's got 40,000 views. It's me walking, but it's the same content over and over. It's be positive, be positive, be positive. So it doesn't matter what the reel is. It's the content, you know? And so I'm doing just like the challenge said and the blueprint said, I'm just building my following. And I'm not even offering anything except content on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And just to watch the people that I got another follower. You know, at first it was like, oh, I got one here, I got one there. Now it's, you know, oh, you get 20 a day or whatever. And so it's just the content. It doesn't matter, I don't think, what the real is of me walking. Nobody really wants to see my legs walking in the mall.
Yeah. You never know. I mean, it's just a wild thing to see content that you never would expect and oftentimes put the least amount of effort or work into. That kind of explodes the most. I cannot tell you over the last 13 years how many times I have put extraordinary effort into something. I share a quick story with you. I was selling alkaline water machines one time as a distributor or an affiliate, and I, you know, spent all this time. I was like, oh, I need to like hit this next rank and I need to like, you know, have a big, you know, big end of the month. And I was like, oh, let me come up with like this great promotion idea. And so I found this water foundation, this clean water foundation, nonprofit. And I was like 10% of all sales or commissions or something like that, 10 or 20% of all commissions, I'm going to donate to this water foundation, right? And I, you know, worked on this sales page and my sales funnel builder or this kind of bridge page that gave all the information, you know, all these emails, you know, shot these videos, you know, and it was just this huge production. I thought people were going to be like, oh, you know, oh, what a cause, you know, this really is a great reason for me to finally take action on Dave's offer. I'm going to tell you something, man. That was the worst producing promotion I've ever done. I mean, I don't know if I made one sale from that. It was unbelievable. I mean, and it just went to show me that, like, it's not that people aren't good, but, you know, people are asking themselves, like, what's in it for me, man? You know, like, if I would have offered a discount, like, hey, I'm going to give you 20% off plus, I mean, I don't know, but it sometimes what I think is going to work and what I put so much effort into, it doesn't, right? And then if there was tons of times where I offered it at just the same regular price, but stacked a bunch of bonuses on it, you know, like different things that were going to help them do X, Y, Z, just, you know, built up and buffed up the offer. So they got more value, right? Boom. Sell like hotcakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really knowing. It's knowing that I need to test a lot of things is the number one thing. I need to test a lot of things in order to find out like what's going to work. And I need to not prejudge or project, right, what I think is going to work onto people. Number two, I need to remember the what's in it for them. I think there's an acronym for that. What's in it for me or something. But seriously, people are like, they are not sitting there going, okay, that's not, look, great for the people who have no clean water, but what about me? Right? I mean, everybody's not like sitting behind their computers with an evil stare.
Right.
Like, it's just a conscious thing. Like, ooh, like I got bills to pay. I got, you know, I got people to take care of. I'm sorry they don't have water, but people automatically go into that. Well, I'm also struggling. Like I'm all right. It's not like, so it's about understanding human psychology and just not prejudging and projecting things onto other people about what, and you know what also, and you probably realize this, Gail, it's like saves you a lot of time, right? Have you realized that like people don't care that your makeup is not right or your hair is short or long or like all the things that you used to think were like, now I'm not saying that you don't have preferences,
right,
in terms of them.
Right.
They don't care about those small details.
Yeah. Yeah. You're letting them in your head. You're giving them too much credit to. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Like they're looking at like the liking gap thing that I always talk about. It's like, I think that people are going to like me less because of X, Y, Z, because I'm not as good as so-and-so, because my hair is short or long, because I've got gray on my beard, because I put on 10 or 15 pounds. And the truth is people like, actually like my company and like what I have to say when I really say it and am my authentic self a lot more than I realize.
Yeah. Right? And if they don't, then they're not your peeps.
Totally. And have you become okay with like, hey, there's a small percentage of people that see my videos or even are on my email list that are going to buy. And I don't need to be offended because the majority of people don't take action on what I say. Good marketing is actually a small percentage of people compared to everybody who's on my list or everybody who's following me that takes action. And I need to have realistic expectations about that.
Yeah. Cause like, you know, I would have like 300 followers and then all of a sudden it dropped to 299 and I'd be like, oh, what did I do wrong?
Right.
You know? Yeah, and I was like, oh, I wonder why they unfollowed me. What didn't they like? Did they not like? Was it my last video? Was it something I said? Was it something I posted? Yeah.
No, I mean, think about like, and this is even, marketing's even way less than this, but like a good batting average for a professional baseball player is like 300. That means 3 out of 10 times they get up to bat, they make contact and get on base. Not that they hit a grand slam. Not that they have some great performance. Not that they hit a double or a triple. That they get on base from a bunt, from a grounder, from a pop-up, that 3 out of 10 times. So think about the marketing statistics. It's like for me, if I have like front-end sales page conversion rates, like with traffic coming to our sales page, buying our front end offers, like, you know, it's like 2-4% on good days. Like 1-1.5 is like, ooh, let's add something to this. Like the conversions are down, you know, but it's like, okay, got them back up to 2-3%. Woohoo. We're crushing it. That means like two or three out of every 100 people that come to the sales page are buying. Another great reason to make sure they're on your email list.
Right.
Another great reason to you know, work on some of those other skills. So talk to us about one other thing. Has it been email? Has it been copywriting? Besides your video content, what else has been like a big like income producing thing that you do and that you've kind of focused on? Hey, if I don't get to all this other stuff, like these are the things that are the income producing activities for me on a daily and weekly basis.
As far as like on the Instagram account you're talking, is that?
Sure. Yeah. Just in your business. Like, is it email? Is it emailing your list every day? Is it posting a video every day? Like, what are the things that like, if you don't get to all your wants, these are your needs. These are your income producing activities. These are the things you focus on getting done.
So the one thing that I make sure that I do every day is post at least one reel, because I've been watching the insights to see, okay, I've gotten 55 followers off of this one. I've gotten, you know, so as long as I'm posting, I'm picking up, I don't care if it's one, I'm picking up followers. And so for the longest time, because I'm so new to this, I didn't have a lead magnet. I wasn't offering them anything to opt into. All I was doing was putting out information, mindset information for that day, like get in the right mindset. And so then I just started, I made a 30-day positive mindset guide. And so that they could subscribe, okay, get that for free. And it's every day there's a quote and it tells a description of the quote just to get them in a positive mindset. And it doesn't have to be, it's for any challenge that they're going through life. It doesn't have to be cancer. That's just what my challenge was, you know?
Totally.
And so I just want them to be in that positive mindset. And they say after 30 days, you know, it becomes a habit, right? So that's why I did 30 days. And so I just started doing that. And so now I'm starting to build my email list. So I don't have any emails past that yet. It's just get the free guide for now. And that's, I'm just building my list.
So are you including... Are you including the once they opt in and get that, do they get the quote? Not only did they get them in the guide, but do they get them via email every day?
I thought about that. I thought I should go and do like 30 emails. And so that highlight day one, so that if they don't get to the guide, that was going to be my next step. I literally just did that guide like over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Like I think that, and you could even advertise it. Like, think about this, friends. Like it's just, if you had 30 tips, my 30 best tips to a wonderful person did a poll in one of our groups the other day that asked her audience, what's the number one thing you want to learn about something? I can't remember what it was, but it had to do with affiliate marketing. People were like, hey, I just want to learn about affiliate marketing, like how it works. I don't care about how much you've made. I don't care about what you've like, all that stuff. Just show me how it works. So whether it's 30 mindset tips that help me to overcome cancer and beat it and begin to live my best life, and how you can apply this to anything to overcome the struggles that you're going through right now, delivered right to your inbox every morning over the next 30 days. Whether it's a guide or whether it's just 30 emails, right? You can actually prime and set people up, depending on how it's framed on the landing page, to expect and receive your emails every single day. Instead of just giving them the guide, I think that's fine and it's great that you did that. For people who have not, who think, oh, I need to put in a bunch of work to make a guide or make, you could just put the landing page up today and say, over the next 30 days, you're going to get the 30 best tips delivered to your inbox on blank thing. And just every day you write an email and add it to, so you're creating them as you go. Versus the biggest thing that I see holding people back is they spend so much time creating all this crap before they launch, instead of launching and creating it as you go. And here's the power of putting the focus on the thing that's going to be delivered to their email inbox every day, is that now they're expecting and focusing on the value that you're going to deliver to their email inbox every day. And you can add a PS line with an offer to something.
Yeah.
You can even change that offer. The PS line, I mean, over time, your PS line, I think this is one of the most underutilized, undervalued elements of email marketing is the PS line. Your PS line could be the place where you pitch, where you put links, make recommendations. So the meat and potatoes of your email is in your email. Your PS line is, so now if you ever want to go back and edit those emails, the only focus that you ever need to make is in your PS lines, right?
Right.
But it's also a place to where you can add whatever it is that you're recommending. You can make those PS lines as long or short or as long as you want. So I would definitely love to see more people doing that, you included, to get the focus on expecting those emails over time rather than just a one-time download that they take and go. Because a lot of times people then start getting emails and don't even understand, like, how did I get on the, like, why is this person sending me emails, versus framing it and prepping them to receive those emails. What comes up for you around that?
Yeah, because what I didn't want to happen was I didn't want them to get the one and then me not have anything for a month or something. And then just like you said, all of a sudden they get an email and they're like, where, and then you get them, then they'll be unsubscribing, you know, because they're not going to understand where, just like you said, if I keep it consistent, you know, going in and being able to offer them other things too, whether it's the mindset or, you know, tips and tricks to get through chemo or whatever it is, you right. know, stuff like that too.
I love that you also made the things that you went through with cancer applicable to transferable. I like that word, transferable. This is a word that I've been using here for a long time, because strategies that you use for one thing are transferable to the other. And that this is one of the big kind of secrets to entrepreneurship and marketing and success, is that you don't start at ground zero. You don't start at step zero with anything that you're doing. You transfer any skills, knowledge, experience, wisdom, stories, anything. Even if you had a job for 50 years and now you're starting to do entrepreneurship and you're talking about entrepreneurship or you're in the online marketing niche or whatever, man, how many stories, how many experiences do you have from that career that you could share, that you can edutain with? It's just, I mean, I love how you're making your mindset tips transferable from your cancer experience to whatever their challenge is, and letting them know, if I can get through that with these strategies, you can get through what you're going through with your strategies and, or with your, whatever you have going on in your life right now, your current crisis, whether it's big or small. And I promise I'll never judge you for using these in even everyday stuff. Like, you could really be, you know, you want to be their biggest supporter, their big, you want to root them on and be their biggest advocate in those emails. So they come back to them every day for that inspiration and that compassion and that understanding of life is hard. I know you're going through hard things. I'm putting these here so I can help you get through them easier. And then I'm also going to give you some suggestions on how to thrive once you've gotten through this crisis, right? How to thrive financially, how to thrive with your spouse or kids, how to thrive in terms of your perspective on life, to make sure that you stop focusing on the destination and start enjoying the journey.
Yeah. Well, and that's the whole thing is, you know, cancer is my story. That's my story. That's my struggle that I did, but there's a million struggles that people are going through, and
yeah. And they all feel heavy too, right?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't, you know, you use the example, if you want to train your dog, I mean, that's a struggle that people have. And I'm not going to judge and I'm not going to compare. I'm not comparing somebody's struggle to my struggle, or, you know? Like, it's about cancer because that's what I went through, but I don't want the whole thing about cancer. You know, I want the thing to be mindset.
Message. Yeah. You're turning your, you, and this is the perfect example. This is a perfect example, everybody listening, for somebody who, Gail, who is using a story to make a point. And in making that point, she's telling a story. It's all it is. And you know what? It could really be a variety of different stories. I mean, how many different stories? Now that you're kind of getting comfortable with telling this story, you realize that, gee, I have a lot of stories in my life that I can tell and share, and I can, you know, I can use those as ways to make points, to bring more variety, to bring more entertainment to my education. Because it's not that, and don't take that out of context, newbies. It's not that you're just, human beings learn through story, right? So if you want the information to sink in and stick with them, you have to tell a story with it. Otherwise, it's just like school where you like, can't wait to get out of class and don't retain any of the facts or information.
Yeah.
What is, now I'm sure you've learned a ton through going through your journey, your medical journey. What have you learned through this entrepreneur journey about yourself?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think it just goes back to I've been my biggest critic, and now I've turned to kind of my biggest fan, you know. I've learned a lot about, I don't know. There's just so much that I held back, and I'm just not anymore. I'm out there living, thriving, and doing whatever makes me happy. And to do this, this was something, it was never on my radar. But when I took the challenge, and then I went through the blueprints too, and I was not tech savvy. I knew a little bit how to use Word, but Excel, PowerPoint, I don't know how. And now I'm out there making reels, and yeah, I've learned a lot about myself. Yeah, I feel like I grew up a lot in the last year, even though I'm in my 50s.
Yeah, I get that. I feel that. I've had some interesting life, you know, experiences over the last couple of years myself. And yeah, I mean, if you think you're done learning about yourself, just wait. Be careful what you pray for. You know what I mean? Be careful.
I always say, you know, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
For sure. For sure. And if you are feeling complacent, like throw yourself into a new challenge, you know, because like that's the stuff that you're going to remember. That's the stuff that's going to make life, when you look back, like, oh, I remember that. Like, that was a tough year. Like, I learned so much. Like, that was one of my biggest seasons of growth, you know. Like, you know, don't just wait for crisis to happen, because it will happen. None of us get out of this thing alive, and none of us get out of here unscathed. I say that right all the time. Because I've got a lot of people, you know, and have a lot of older relatives who have had medical things pop up. My father spent 88 days in the hospital last year with a complicated heart surgery. You know, thankfully I've been healthy, but have had lots of things pop up over the last couple of years that were unforeseen. And it's like, damn, you know, like the oh shit. But whoa, I look back on it after I've persevered through, and it's like, man, I learned a lot, man. Like, that was a huge season of growth for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I become grateful for it.
Yeah.
And I think that is what I sense from you. And it's really refreshing and inspiring. And I thank you for your time this morning. And I can't wait to stay posted on your journey. So come back soon if you would.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, my best to you and your family. And stay legendary, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, my friends, you can find and follow Gail and her wonderful, inspiring journey over on @Gail's_journey. Look at that. @Gail's, @Gail's_journey. Okay, my friends, whew, I'm fired up. I am feeling the vibes this morning. Gail is a rock star, Ron. I agree with you. Thank you, Gail. Awesome show. Thank you, Gail, for sure. My friends, you know, I hope Gail goes back and reads some of these amazing comments you all have for her. You are so kind and supportive. Thank you all. Like, seriously, Gail, you are such an inspiration. For real, man. For real, for real. A lot of gold nuggets today, for sure. I was spilling them. Gail was spilling them. They were just getting spilled. I hope you didn't come to the show with a full cup this morning, because that baby done runneth over now. She does look great for 40, doesn't she? Be your biggest fan. I know. Like, so many things she said was just so good. so amazing coming from somebody who's just beat life's ass lately. Okay. Winning. For real. Like, this girl's a rock star. Stephanie, hang in there. Needed this conversation today. Spent yesterday in ER for hubby's surprise health issue. I'm applying what you're discussing as soon as I get done crying. All right, my friend. We're glad to help. All right, Gail, your gorgeous heart. I know. I know. Hey, Lori, I'm glad the PS line resonated with you. Do it. It works. Okay. Okay. Is it best to start with affiliate marketing, moving into digital marketing, or stick with just one part of marketing for a while? Digital marketing is not an actual business model, right? Digital marketing is just an ambiguous term. It's like marketing, like on the internet. We teach four specific business models, and they all revolve around selling information or knowledge. I call them the core four. It's packaging information in courses, coaching, events, a hybrid of any of those, or doing affiliate marketing, selling somebody else's. So hopefully, Kira, that makes sense. Go through our challenge to further understand what we mean by that. All right. Michael, good to see you, buddy. All right, my friends. Oof, Melissa, Gail, you have caused me to stop and think about the truths you have spoke. Wow. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Melissa, good to see you as always. Dave, pat yourself on the back. I'm not going to look the affirmation gift horse in the mouth. Thank you, Carolyn. Mandy, got to run. You're welcome. All right, my friends. Shelly, Gail, thank you for sharing this inspirational journey with us. Your strength and positivity is contagious. I'm looking forward to following your positive footsteps. God bless. Michael. All right, my friends, you can find and follow Gail over at Gail's_journey on Instagram. All right, my friends, whew, I'm fired up. I'm ready for a great Friday. Lots going on here in the legendary hemisphere. Watch your email for more updates. Make sure you're a part of our Facebook groups. We just launched a new affiliate Facebook group for anybody who's one of our partners promoting our education out to the marketplace. We have a brand new 5-day challenge that's getting launched very soon, within the next 24, 48 hours, just putting some finishing touches on it. Lots of really exciting stuff. I gave a lot of updates on yesterday's Wake Up Legendary at the beginning, so you can go back and watch that replay, just the first 5-10 minutes to get a lot of those updates. For now, I'm going to just leave it here with what Gail brought to us. It was just amazing. Inspirational, uplifting, really, really, really a great way to end the week. So with that being said, get out of here, my friends. One last hat throw for Gail, because she brought the heat. All right, my friends, get out of here. Have a fantastic Friday. We'll see you back here on Monday for another episode. Be great. Be blessed. Be legendary. Peace.